thank you. I come back to this definition of railway rolling stock, and also in response to what Mr. Rosen said. Thank you very much for the explanation and the intended the intention behind the definitions. Although it still doesn't really satisfy me in the sense that I still think there are some problems with it. You mentioned as an example the TGV, which is a very interesting example, because if you look at the composition of a TGV, the French high-speed train sets, they are composed of two motor cars at each end. And these motor cars, they have two own bogies, so you could separate them and basically roll them away from the rest of the train set. However, all the carriages in the middle, share their bogies. They call this Jacob's bogies. So actually, you could not really separate these carriages without having to make adaptations. You need an extra bogey, for example, to move it. So then this, would this then mean that the motor cars would be items of rolling stock, and all the intermediate carriages altogether would also be one item of rolling stock? Because I think then I cannot imagine that that would be the intention of the definition. So the way that I understood the explanation, maybe the solution could be found in referring to body shells or something like that, where you really have, and I think that is also the case for TGVs, I'm not 100% sure, but that they all have their own vehicle number, each body shell, independent of whether it can rest on its own bogies or not. So maybe we have to work a little bit on this definition. Thank you.